Welcome back to Shift Happens, Tiny Reframes, Real Results. Today's shift is one we all need at some point. What to do when someone annoys you at work. Let me set the scene. You're sitting at your desk, laser focused, deep in a flow state, and then there it is. The coworker who pops over with a quick question that eats up half an hour. The teammate who loudly takes personal calls within earshot. The colleague who once again has forgotten to credit your contribution in the big meeting. And just like that, your energy shifts, your jaw tightens, your shoulders creep up, you're annoyed. Here's the first truth we need to talk about. Work isn't just about tasks and deadlines. It's about people. And people, by nature, come with quirks, habits, and blind spots, which means friction is not a bug of workplace life. It's a feature. So why do we act like we should be able to sail through our days without ever feeling irritated or frustrated? When someone annoys you at work, your brain lights up with stories. They're so inconsiderate. They're so unprofessional. Why am I the only one who notices this? We replay the offense. We vent to friends. We mentally script the perfect comeback or the imaginary confrontation. We carry the irritation home with us into our evenings, into our weekends. But here's where the shift happens. What if we didn't have to? What if we could step off the irritation hamster wheel and reclaim that mental energy? That brings me to today's central reframe. Your biggest power at work is not in changing other people. It's in changing how you respond. Let me say that again. Your biggest power is not in changing them. It's in managing you. That doesn't mean you become a doormat. It doesn't mean you ignore genuinely problematic behavior. It means you get crystal clear on what you control and what you don't. You control your boundaries. You control your focus. You control your energy. Think about this. How often do you tell yourself, if only they would stop doing X, I'd feel better? But the truth is, even if they change, there will always be someone or something else that tests your patience. So the shift we're looking for is internal. Here's a simple exercise. Think of the last time you were annoyed at work. Really picture it. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? Now here's the twist. Imagine that same situation, but you were completely grounded, calm, centered. What would you tell yourself? Maybe it's, that's their pattern, not mine. Or, this isn't about me. Or even, I can address this calmly when the time is right. Notice how different that feels. This isn't about spiritual bypassing or pretending everything's okay when it's not. It's about choosing where you place your attention and how you manage your emotional resources. Every time you redirect your focus back to what you can control, you're building emotional resilience. You're strengthening your leadership muscles. You're proving to yourself that you don't have to be swept up in every storm around you. In part two, we're going to break down the practical moves, the strategies you can use when irritation strikes. But before we get there, I want you to sit with today's reframe. What would change if you stopped waiting for other people to act right and started focusing on how you want to show up? What would open up if you shifted your attention from their behavior to your own clarity, boundaries, and peace? That's the shift that changes everything. Now let's move into action. Because awareness without action, that just becomes frustration dressed up as insight. So today we're talking tools. Here are the real-world strategies you can use when someone at work is driving you up the wall. Step one, pause before you react. The moment you feel irritation spike, that tight chest, that urge to snap, that flood of why are they like this? Take a beat, literally. Take a slow, deliberate breath. That moment of pause gives you something precious, choice. And instead of reacting on autopilot, you can ask yourself, is this something I want to address right now? Or is this something I can let pass? Not every annoyance deserves a reaction, and not every reaction serves you. Step two, get curious. Once you've paused, get curious. Not about them, but about you. ask, why does this bother me so much? Is it poking at a personal value like respect or fairness? Like, is it hitting an old wound or insecurity? And is it simply a clash of styles or preferences? Sometimes just naming why you're triggered loosens its grip. Step 3, set clear boundaries. If the behavior crosses a line, you have every right to set a boundary calmly, directly, and without apology. Example, I need to finish this project by Friday, so I won't be available for non-urgent chats this week. Or when I'm speaking in meetings, I'd appreciate if you could let me finish my thoughts before jumping in. Boundaries are not about controlling others. They're about clarifying what you will and won't accept. Step 4, protect your peace. Here's a truth that might feel uncomfortable. Some things you simply have to let go. Why? Because not every battle is worth fighting. Not every irritation deserves a mental deep dive. Sometimes the most powerful move is to decide consciously that this is not where you're spending your energy today. Ask yourself, will this matter in a week, a month, a year? If not, you have permission to release it. Step 5, know when to escalate. Let's be clear. Not all workplace annoyances are harmless. If someone's behavior crosses into bullying, harassment, discrimination, or creates a toxic environment, it's no longer just an annoyance. It's a workplace issue that requires action. Document what's happening, talk to HR or a trusted manager. You deserve a safe, respectful workplace. Your micro challenge for today. Think of one situation or person that has been irritating you at work. Ask yourself, what can I let go of? Where do I need to set a boundary? What's one small shift I can make today to reclaim my energy? Maybe it's deciding not to gossip about that annoying coworker. Maybe it's drafting a clear, kind message to clarify expectations. Maybe it's simply reminding yourself, I control my focus. The beauty of these shifts is that they compound. Every time you choose clarity over chaos, boundaries over resentment, peace over pettiness, you strengthen your resilience muscle. You become someone who isn't rattled by every small shakeup. You become someone who knows how to navigate human friction with grace and strength. And that version of you, that's a leader, whether or not you have the title. Remember, big changes start small, and the smallest shift, the one inside you, can ripple out in ways you can't even imagine. Thanks for listening. If you liked what you heard, do me a favor and give me a rating on the podcast platform you're listening on and hit the subscribe button so you don't miss out on new episodes. Until next time, keep shifting.